Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. Over to my right,
Neo playing Joe and Triot. Character episode.
Pew, 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 pew. Yes.
Pew, 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 pew.
The last edition of this crazy spotlight thing that we do, where we explore the various characters of our cast. We try to pierce this psyche of that individual. It's Jarwin's turn.
Finally.
Indeed. How well do you think you know Jarwin there, Neil?
Fairly well.
All right. We're going to find out. Unlike in past episodes where we would randomly roll the question, I'm just going to ask you what I want to know.
All right. Sounds good.
Because we had too many duplicates.
That's fine.
You know me and rolling.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Lots of ones.
Yep. So, we know it's Jarwin Triot. Is there a middle initial?
There is not.
Okay. Fair enough. Where was Jarwin born?
He was born in a small town on the Path of Salt in Rahadun.
Rahadun.
I believe it was west of...
Ominous, yeah.
I forget how to say the name of the city.
Uh-huh.
Monaket.
Okay.
Which is a metropolis in the port city on the northern coast. So, like, to the southwest, I believe, was the Path of Salt.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a trade route. Huh?
It is.
All right. Who are, or were, depending on the situation, your parents?
I grew up in a society where there was more of like a tribal type thing. It was more of like a community-based thing. So my family was really like all the people in the small village.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about parents, though, Neil. Come on.
That's the thing.
Do you know? He doesn't know. Or you don't know?
He doesn't know.
Okay. That's a good answer, then. So, takes a village kind of deal over here, huh?
Yep.
All right. So, who then served as mother and father? Did you have a primary?
There was, when I was real young, the women in the tribe typically took care of the children, and the quote-unquote mother figure was a elderly woman, and I forgot her name. I probably should have brought that sheet with me.
Probably.
I think it was like Ellis. I don't remember now.
Okay, it is now.
Yep, Ellis something, but you know, that's all you get for now, apparently.
All right, well, given the village scenario of this, next question is kind of weird, but brothers, sisters?
Mostly just the kids around my age in the village. I was a little different from the other children in the fact that as I was growing up, they discovered that I was very good at influencing people, both for good and for bad.
So, Jarwin read Dale Carnegie as a young person, huh?
Very young person, yeah, probably. Yeah,
okay.
So, a handful of kids that don't have names because they're not important to the story, basically.
Sure, it's sure. Just,
this is the Jarwin show, not the Jarwin's friends show.
Right. Because it wouldn't have it any other way, would he?
No, he wouldn't.
All right. So, when you're not on Smuggler Shiv, where's home?
Home is Opara, currently.
Ah.
He is a member and student at the Oparan Kithorodian
Academy.
Academy.
Ah.
He is a student there.
I've heard of it.
Yeah?
I've read about it a little bit, yeah.
Good, mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty cool place. Mm-hmm. Lots of weird shit happens there.
Mm-hmm. And who resides with you there at the Academy?
A female student is actually my roommate.
Oh, yeah?
She is training to be a shadow dancer. She is a rogue,
mm-hmm.
and she comes from, fuck, what's the little town?
Don't know that place.
Yeah. I need a fucking map, hang on.
All right.
Let me get a map of this place. There we go. So that's in Taldor, which is the capital city, obviously. Mm-hmm. So she's from a small town to the south of Opara called Kozan.
Okay.
And she grew up as a beggar, basically, a thief.
Mm-hmm.
Street urchin.
Mm-hmm.
And she was helping me explore my more talented side of, you know, how to manipulate people and all that kind of stuff. Her name was Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
The Fourth. I don't know her real name. That's just what she told us her name was.
Oh, that's what she goes by.
Yeah.
Moniker. Okay. Yeah.
The Fourth comes from the fact that she only has four fingers on her left hand.
Oh. So she's not in line to be queen or anything.
No.
Obviously. All right. So you said she was studying at the academy to be a shadow dancer.
Yes.
And you're at the academy to study what?
His original intent was he had befriended a regular caravan driver and the merchant from the salt, the Path of Salt. And he befriended one of the regulars of a caravan driver, and his name was Joseph.
Okay.
He was a nice older man, getting into his older days, but he was pretty laid back and nice. He always brought snacks and always made sure we had food and water when we came by, help our small little town.
Nice.
He's a nice fella.
Doesn't answer my question.
What was your question?
What are you studying at the academy?
I am studying to try to improve my bardic performance as a way of meta explaining that, as in character explaining that, would be further trying to develop my abilities, my natural abilities of influencing those of my friends and those around me.
Okay. It's pretty vague still, but I'll accept it. You mentioned your roommate is an urchin.
Mm-hmm.
Was, growing up anyway. Do you feel like you belong in any specific social class?
I grew up obviously dirt poor, growing up in the Path of Salt. Very dirty, very few resources. He is trying to find a way to be able to blend into just about any type of class or situation or scenario.
Okay.
By not really standing out, but like fitting in, if that makes sense.
Okay. Kind of the gray man approach.
Yes.
I'm with you. It's hard to do when you're a flamboyant dancer like Jarwin, though.
Sure is.
Yeah. Do you have any allergies, diseases, or other physical weaknesses?
I wouldn't say specifically weaknesses other than his obvious ego.
Yeah.
And he does have a flaw, drawback, weakness, we're going to call it.
Well, there we go. Let's talk about that.
Vain?
You don't say.
So anytime I fail a charisma check, I get a -2 penalty to charisma checks for 24 hours.
Jinkies.
Yeah. And oddly, it actually hasn't come up in the podcast.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. Now, Jarwin is a human, right?
Yes.
Okay. How tall is he?
I have this written down.
Oh, good. That's what a character sheet's for, isn't it?
Yep. Jarwin is 5'10".
Okay.
Weighs 150 pounds. He is 19 years of age. He is from specifically Kazmar and Rahadun, which is along the Salt Road. Sorry, the Path of Salt. Black hair, golden brown eyes.
Color hair?
Black.
Okay. And you said something about tattoos last ep, I think.
Yes, he does have a tattoo on his chest of Saren Rae in her fire angel form.
Ah.
With the fire and the flames all around her.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. If you'd like to know information about that, I can.
I was just sitting here thinking, now, bards don't usually, you know,
have deities or
worship them. I mean, anybody can, but, you know.
Well, it's especially odd.
Well, what draws them to Saren Rae is what I'm trying to angle towards.
More of a distraction to try to convince people easier that are of the, quote-unquote, good persuasion to pretend like he's a follower of Saren Rae when in actuality he's absolutely not.
Oh.
It's like it's a great facade. Big shirt face.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's all
for show.
For show. Okay. Right-handed, left-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay. I already know the answer to this question. Your voice sounds just like Neil's voice.
Sure does. I'm not very good at maintaining a voice over long terms.
Right, right.
Short term, like for scenarios or whatever I can do, but...
Does Jarwin have a catchphrase?
No,
not really. No. I haven't noticed one. Well, aside from one word, cloaca. Saving finale, yeah, that's another one that we could use here, probably. What strange mannerisms, annoying habits, and other defining characteristics would you say that Jarwin possesses?
Jarwin is pretty vain, pretty obvious. A little egocentric, a little one-track-minded, appearingly.
Tunnel vision.
Yeah, appearingly.
Yeah.
But it's not really the way he is. That's more of like an act to try to keep people on from not knowing who he really is.
So it's all a disguise.
It's like a facade. It's a personality.
So What is Jarwin's earliest memory?
One of Jarwin's younger early memories is the caravan driver, Joseph, seeing him outside of town near nighttime and basically scooping him up and bringing him home when he was little because he was lost.
Did you wander away?
Yes, I was lost. Lost outside of town.
But he recognized you.
Yeah, well, that's when he actually met Joseph.
Oh. So is Joseph a bit of a father figure for you?
I think a little bit, yeah.
All right. All right. Interesting. Yeah. And he was a caravan driver.
Yes, of the Technicolor caravan tribe.
Okay. I think... Yeah, I think you just bent over and pulled that out of someplace dark, but, you know, whatever.
I think it's funny as all.
How much schooling have you had? Formal, like, you know.
Formal education-wise, second year at the Kithrodian Academy. Previously, not really any.
Oh, so you're going to take that plunge and you're going to make it the Academy. Yeah, all right.
That's what we're trying anyways.
All right. Interesting. So how's that going for Jarwin so far then?
With the help of his roommate, Elizabeth IV, he's been able to acclimate and learn a little bit more about the society in Opara and how things work and how the academy works.
Okay. Well, growing up, how did you get along with the other members of your quote-unquote family?
Really well. For the most part, the community is very tight-knit, but we obviously had our spats from here and there. You know, family and friends always do that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. What, when you were a child, were your favorite activities?
Singing, entertaining, dancing, joking, sort of things.
Class clown kind of thing?
Yeah.
All right. But classless.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you see what I did there?
I did.
Okay.
I did. It hurt. Right in the level zero.
Right in the level zero. So, being class clownish, were you fairly popular, do you think?
I would say popular to an extent. Obviously, everyone that's popular has people that don't like them, right?
Sure.
You know.
People that are jealous.
Yep. People they don't, you just clash with, you don't get along with, you know. It's part of life.
Right. We've all been there. We can all relate to that at one point in time or another. Have you had your first kiss?
No, totally not. No, yeah. Not at all.
Not at all. Who was it with?
An older lady from a neighboring town.
Ooh.
When I was ran away and got into some alcohol.
Oh.
Yes. May or may not have been a whore.
Interesting. I'm not going to bother you asking you the next question. It revolves around virginity. Past influences. What do you consider the most important event in your life so far?
Most important event was probably when I left home to go exploring the world a little bit and head towards Opara because I had heard about the academy, obviously, the Kithrodian Academy, and how awesome it is and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been encouraged by many people that my...
You've got talent. You should go to the academy.
Skills are better than average, and that I should find some way to do that. Yes, very far away.
So, while you're busy trying to influence everybody else, who has influence over you?
Elizabeth definitely has influence over me in the sense that she's the one that... quote unquote found my talent when I was able to help her by accident. She was on a covert mission and I happened to bump into her and caused a bit of a ruckus, and we later fixed the situation and became friends after that. So more or less I bumbled her job that she was on by accident.
And so yeah, I was gonna say in mechanical terms, what does that mean?
Basically she was stalking one of her targets.
Uh-huh.
And I was drunk and partying, and I fell out a window.
Okay.
And landed in front of her in an alley that spooked the person she was tracking.
So the mark runs off.
So the mark ran off. Uh-huh. She was more or less entangled in me because I fell right in front of her while she was walking.
Right. Did you already know her at this point?
That's how we met.
Ah, okay. making a little more sense.
Yeah.
All right. So how did you wind up helping her?
I was able to help her gather some information about where her mark was.
Oh, so she could catch back up.
Yes.
All right.
Kind of do a little bit of scouting, a little bit of flirting kind of thing, information kind of deal.
It's very informative so far. What do you consider your greatest achievement so far?
Making it into the Kith Rodian Academy.
Okay.
And getting my first...
Is that very difficult?
Yes, quite difficult. Very, okay. Very selective.
All right.
And I was only given a chance because of Elizabeth and one of her friends vouching for me to have them give me an interview for an opportunity to prove my worth and my abilities.
Mm-hmm. And this academy, you and I know a little bit about it, but tell the listeners that might be listening, what's really going on there?
Well, the Kith Rodian Academy is a prestigious school for like the fine arts and music, specifically dancing, you know, all that sort of thing. But what they actually are is a front for a secret organization called the Lion's Blades.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lion's Blades are sort of like... that's a good way to put this. Sort of like a thieves guild, but more so on the quote-unquote good side of the law, if that makes sense.
Ish. I would think...
They don't usually murder people just because they're in the way. They usually try to do more legal and not killing type options when possible.
There's a certain amount of espionage involved with what they do.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah. Things are starting to add up about Jarwin now, aren't they?
Yep.
What's your greatest regret so far?
Greatest regret? Probably getting on the Genevieve. Probably.
Probably so. What's the most evil thing you have ever done?
Coerced someone into giving incriminating information against themselves and their family.
Ooh.
Which led to a lot of very bad things, including a suicide.
Oof. That's rough.
Yeah.
But was it justified in the end or no?
Well, it wasn't really a good person or a good family. They were strong-arming some peasants in a fiefdom, more or less, that were causing political issues with some other things that were going on.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was kind of sad, obviously, but at the same time, it's kind of like, the world's kind of a better place now, so...
Better than it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Any criminal record yet?
Not as far as anyone knows.
Okay. Is there a time that you remember feeling the most frightened?
The most frightened? Probably when we were crashing on the Genevieve.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
That was pretty shitty.
Yeah. But
and getting stuck with Skin Sinned Lady.
What? Well, the time you were probably unconscious, if I remember right.
Yep.
But, yeah, waking up all of a sudden in the water. Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Waking up in the water with a crab trying to eat my leg.
Yeah. Yeah. Not good times.
Not pleasant, that's for sure.
What's the most embarrassing thing to ever have happened to you?
Learning a magic spell in order to win the heart of some evil fucking idiot.
Ooh.
Sasha.
Remove the tattoo thing?
Yes, to win her over.
Yeah. Kind of turned out to be not so great for you after all.
Well, I'm getting what I want out of it.
All right.
Which is yet to happen.
Opportunist.
But it will.
What? Wait, what?
It will. Dun, dun, dun.
Should I pry a little further?
If you'd like to.
Well, what are you wanting to have happen?
My first target is actually Sasha's mother.
Oh.
That was why I was on the Genevieve. And I'm trying to get information of where the fuck she is because no one can fucking find her.
Oh.
We got the tip of where her daughter is and where she's going, and I was somewhat near and able to take advantage of the situation, so here I am.
Let's follow this lead.
Yep.
All right. That makes a little more sense. A little bit, but not a ton. What's your best memory?
Best memory?
Mm-hmm.
Best memory. Probably the day that I was convinced by the community and the caravan friends that I had made along living along the Path of Salt to convince me and encouraged me to leave to try to improve my skills and my talents and, you know, try to find myself, so to speak, in the world.
Yep. Go far, far away.
Yeah, go very far away.
Get through the Academy.
Yes, go somewhere else. You're great, just not here.
Yeah. Are you basically optimistic or pessimistic?
I would say basically tries to be realistic, but often is a pessimist.
Okay. I could see that. Sure. Greatest fear?
Being found out by my marks before I get my job done.
Oof. Yeah, enough said there, I think.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Sir Renray earlier, but what are the real views on religion that Jarwin might have?
Well, I grew up in the land of, I believe it's the...
It wasn't milk and honey.
No. crap, what's the name? The Code of Man? The Laws of Man? Shit, I forget what it was called. The Laws of Man. The basic info behind that is that you don't believe that the gods don't exist, like you're not an atheist. You believe that they're not worthy of worship or servitude.
Hmm.
So religion is very super frowned upon and super hated. So that was one of the things I figured would be great when I'm out in the world is to pretend like I'm a Serenite because
yeah,
they're cool people, right? They're helpful.
It's all part of your cover.
Yep.
Interesting. Question number 44 on our survey. What are your views on sex?
Yes. It's a great time. Everyone should experience great sex.
Great.
Both in game and out of game.
Certainly enough said there.
Yeah.
Yep. Are you able to kill?
Yes.
And is it difficult? I mean, does
depends
it have
on
to
who
be
it
the
is.
Circumstances have yeah, to be just right? Or?
It'd be depend on who it is.
Okay.
I would think.
And I'm not talking monsters here, obviously.
Right, right, right. Yeah. You know, people, not necessarily innocent people, but people, yeah.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. In your opinion, what is the most evil thing any human being could do?
It's a tough question.
Yes.
I would probably have to say the nobles and elites, whatever you want to call them, of the world, hoarding their wealth and basically having starving peasants because of their overtaxing, over-seizing of goods.
Mm.
Pretty terrible.
So keep that shit in check and we're probably good, but
yep.
Otherwise,
yep.
Yeah, I can go along with that. Do you believe in the existence of soulmates? And or true love?
No.
A little too jaded for that, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not going to expound on that one. What do you believe makes a successful life?
I think there's a lot of different things that could be a successful life, but put it simply, having goals and achieving them, or at least trying to achieve them.
Getting as close as you can.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, you're kind of a mission-driven type of character, aren't you?
Yep.
How honest are you about your thoughts and feelings?
Not real honest. Not real honest.
Nope.
Scale of 1 to 10, 0 being not honest, 10 being honest, I would say probably a 3.
Mm. Always something churning behind those
yes.
Golden brown eyes or whatever you said
indeed.
Color they were. Do you have any biases?
Biases towards the wealthy, probably.
Prejudices.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Growing up poor, eating dirt.
In a shitty fucking place. because, oh, we don't like the gods. Fuck you guys. So the god said, fuck you, have a fucking desert.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Is there anything you absolutely refuse to do under any circumstances?
Have sex with men.
And why?
I don't swing that way.
Personal preference. All right.
Yep. Yep.
Who or what, if anything, would you die for?
Now that he, let's see, second year of the Kids Running Academy, he'd probably die to protect the secrets of the Lion's Blade. The Lion's Blades. Lion's Blade. Lion Blades. Lion Blades.
Yeah, which is plural there? Jason, you have a really?
The Blades is... Yeah.
Okay, the Blades part.
The Blades is plural.
Let's go with that.
I always get them mixed up because my fucking dyslexia.
Yeah.
Dyslexia.
in general, how do you treat others?
Depending on what they are to me, specifically. Mostly, if it's a job, i.e. Sasha, treat her how she needs to be treated.
To get her to do what you want her to do.
Yeah, and anyone else, you know, if you're around and we're having a good time, or we have similar hobbies or similar interests or survival instincts or whatever, we can get along for the most part.
Okay.
Might have disagreements, you know.
Does it make a difference if you know them really well, or?
I guess it really depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I might be traveling with Ronan and Tam, Nath, Artemis, and Meta, but, I mean, I'm probably starting to get them know them a little bit, like, through a little bit of the role-playing and all that kind of stuff we're doing, but at the same time, it's more of like, I don't give a fuck who these people are. Like, I just want to get off this fucking island.
If I could do it myself. Complete my mission.
If I could do it myself, I would. And for a little bit of backstory, if you remember Jarwin disappearing,
mm-hmm.
it was because his mark disappeared. He had to go and find her. Mm-hmm. That was more important than these fuckers. Sorry, this group of players.
I knew what you meant. So that's one extreme on who's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other end of that? Who is the most important person in your life?
Jarwin.
I kind of figured that would be the answer.
That's why his drawback is vain.
Who commands your respect?
Those who shall not be named in the service of the Lion Blades.
So are we thinking instructors at the academy kind of direction?
Yeah, but also like some of the people at like that work for the Pathfinder Lodge, or you know, even some of the Aspis Consortium agents, you know, if I know specifically of their deeds and that, you know, they're doing well in their careers, right. I respect that.
It kind of answers my next question, which is, and why? So you respect success.
Yes.
In the mission, mostly.
Yep.
From the sounds of it.
Yep.
Okay. You mentioned being stuck on this island with these fuckers, and I quote.
Yep.
Do you have any real friends other than Elizabeth the Fourth?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Not anymore. And it's all the other people I knew were very, very far away.
And I don't think you do, but you don't have a spouse or any kids or any
of
that.
As far as I know. As far as Jarwin knows.
It makes it a lot easier when you're not attached to be a, you know, more or less a spy.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have those entanglements.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever really been in love, though?
Probably not. I don't think so. He's probably a little too stuck on himself, his goals in life that he wants to achieve.
So, just with Jarwin.
Very, very driven because of how pretty awful his childhood would have been.
Huh.
Not awful from, like, abused standard. Awful from, this is a horrible life because I live in a desert and the only resource we have is salt.
Yeah. Price of salt kind of fluctuates here and there, I imagine, but you're still pretty limited.
Right.
Yeah. Who would you turn to if you were in desperate need of help?
Lion's Blades.
Okay.
The Lion Blades.
The organization, or is there any individual?
Elizabeth the Fourth.
That's pretty much what I was thinking. Do you trust her to protect you?
I think I trust her enough to keep her end of the bargain, in which we're part of in the Lion Blades, which, you know, it's the job. So I trust her to do her job.
Okay. So probably if you went missing, Elizabeth is probably one of the few that would care.
Yep.
Maybe some of your instructors at the academy, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you care what other people think of you?
To a point, I need them to care enough where if I have a task or a job or a mission involving them, to not hinder my progress.
It's all about the mission.
So that's about it. Beyond that, don't give a shit.
What's your favorite hobby or pastime?
Sex.
I think I knew that.
Gambling.
Right, I knew that too. From the earliest of episodes.
Yep.
What's your most treasured possession? And you're going to say, I don't have it yet.
My sausage.
No.
No, not really. Most treasured possession would probably be the skills and abilities I've learned through my life training. Learning.
Yeah, but that's not a possession. Come on.
It would be to him. Because it's him. Everything's about him.
Egocentric guy.
Yeah, everything's about him.
All right. So his abilities.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll let it slide. Oh, we'll like this one. What do you like to read?
Magical tomes. Things to expand my knowledge. Kurt is trying to tell me to say porn, but that's probably Ronan's favorite pastime. It would probably be currently where we're at on the island. It would probably be the manuals that I have from the Kithrodian Academy to study, to try to learn my skills, you know, my code books and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I mean, my books are, they appear to just be books, manuals of learning, but there's like codes in there for me to actually learn what they're trying to teach me. Ways to manipulate people, ways to do this or do that or whatever kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some magic theories, things like that. Should just try to expand upon my knowledge and ability base.
And you and I had talked about that off mic and
yep,
out of the room.
And I think the only person that has ever said anything about me in the books is actually Tam.
Just this last app, yeah.
Just this last episode we recorded, yep, actually. Which is actually interesting. So, I mean, he doesn't really hide that he's looking at the manuals or anything.
Nope. Doesn't need a cover for that.
Nope.
Do you smoke, drink, drugs?
Yes.
Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Oh.
Not so much on drugs. Like, he's been known to have the polypurpose panacea from time to time, but that's not really a drug.
No, not at all.
But alcohol, for sure. Smoke, yeah, why not?
Typically, absolutely. How do you spend a typical Saturday night?
Probably with Sasha.
Well, here lately, but before you got on the Genevieve.
Probably be working the town at a gambling hall, maybe at a... That's the word I'm looking for a dance and music place, a bar, a club, a cantina, whatever, you know, whatever job I'm working.
So performing?
Performing, yeah.
Okay.
Or gambling or whoring or whatever.
Whatever comes available,
yep,
I guess.
Pretty much.
Yeah, all right. What would shock or offend Jarwin?
Physical deformities would greatly bother him of himself. Like
of himself, okay. Yes. Okay. I was going to say, so when Meta did the whole...
Well, that was pretty fucking awful, but... Yeah. Jarwin was enjoying the giant bags, and then, oh my God, what the fuck?
What would you do if you had insomnia and had to find something to do to amuse yourself?
Practice, skills, research manual, etc.
How do you deal with stress?
The usual way. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Rock and roll, yeah. Duh.
Well, it's really the song of the fiery gaze, but whatever.
You think you're spontaneous, or do you have to have a plan?
Pretty well planned out everything.
Okay.
For the most part. Obviously, can act on his feet when needed, but
okay,
prefers to be planned.
I know that we do a lot of table talk in our apps, and that's fine. But I didn't know if Jarwin was like that in particular. So that's interesting to me.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So, all right. Any pet peeves?
People that roll higher than the Bard in initiative, not waiting for the Bard to go so we can get a song going before they take their turns. It's about the biggest one Jarwin has. He's like, hello, motherfuckers, this show is about me. Why are you not letting me do my thing?
So you think Shield Bash is the Jarwin show?
Jarwin would think so.
Okay. Greatest strength as a person, what would you say?
Just being me.
Obviously.
Duh. Hello. I would say probably being fairly cool-headed when in stressful situations, for the most part. Great breadth of knowledge about a lot of things, you know, bardic knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Able to assist allies when needed, like combat, when, you know, for flanking, you know, songs, buffs, things like that. Grease, saving finale is a pretty good one, too.
And greatest weakness? Does Jarwin think he has a weakness?
Yes, his inability to actually fully trust others.
Mm. Well, some in your profession might consider that a greatest strength.
Perhaps, but at the same time, he sees other people and how well their lives are improved or how much their lives are improved by being close to other people and trusting other people.
Mm-hmm. So do you think Jarwin is ever going to have trust in others?
I think he was like that when he was younger.
Yeah.
Metagaming, story-wise, this would be where his community-minded comes from, where everybody got along pretty well when they were younger, mm-hmm, when they were kids. But as he started getting older and became more brash and more arrogant and more full of himself, everybody in town is like, all right, dude, get the fuck out.
All right, enough of your ass.
You're awesome, but go somewhere else. Kind of deal.
So you're typically extroverted, I would imagine.
Yes.
Mm. Hmm. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Massive dong.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. For a second. Probably just to improve his skills at quote-unquote manipulating people.
Uh-huh.
Controlling people from a diplomancy, bluffmancy type aspect.
Well, that's perfect, because that's what the next level's for, right?
Yep. Pretty much.
Generally, are you organized or messy?
Quite organized.
That's what I would say, yeah. Makes sense to me.
Always cleaning himself, always making sure his clothes are clean and proper, and summoning instruments or whatever I need for the situation.
Do you like yourself?
Of course. Who wouldn't?
No, really.
Who wouldn't? Ya? Who wouldn't?
Do ya?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could be better, but I like myself.
What goal do you most want to accomplish in your lifetime?
The most pertinent goal currently would be getting information on my mission, but speaking of like personal goals, it would be improving my skills to a level that I could influence large scale situations on a higher advanced level, if that makes sense.
Kinda.
Like, for example, bardic performance, instead of being a +1/+1, being like a +8.
Okay.
You know, just an example.
Now I'm with you.
Improving my abilities to a very large degree.
You want to be the Uber dude.
Yeah.
Gotcha. No, I'm not asking you that. It's a stupid question. I hate that question.
Okay.
This one I like, though. If you could choose, how would you want to die?
Sex. I mean, hello.
I want to die the way I came in, with a boob in my mouth.
Smothered by a vampire lady's tits as I'm orgasming, she drains my blood. Is that specific enough?
Yeah, pretty specific.
I don't know, it just popped in my head, thought I'd go with it.
If you knew you were going to die in 24 hours, what would you do with the time you had left?
Find the largest near city and buy every whore in town.
So, same answer for a lot of this. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. What is one thing for which you would most like to be remembered after you're gone?
I'm not sure the general would really care so much about remembering after he's gone. I know he's vain and egocentric, but he's more of a hands-on kind of do shit now while I'm here kind of thing. Whatever history he writes about me is irrelevant. But at the same time, he wants to be able to spread like stories and performance and all that to all the people, so maybe for being a cool bard.
Could you say magnum opus?
Sure. That would work.
Ooh.
A nice magnum opus.
Isn't that the pinnacle of being a...
Performances, yeah.
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 Maybe someday, huh?
Maybe. If I live that long. So I'm not sure we're going to get off this island.
Oh, time will tell. Last question. You ready?
Sure.
If you could... What advice would you, the player, give to your character?
That's a tough question.
Don't roll a one.
Don't multi-class. I don't know, that is a tough question. It's okay to fail sometimes, I think, is what I would say. Don't kill yourself trying to do something just for the sake of completing that something. It's okay to not always succeed. That would go against his, like, with his vain issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to fail. It's not that big of a deal.
Try again later.
Yeah. Just like...
Go to the next chap.
The dice told me to. Try again later.
The magic eight ball die.
And if that is the last question, before we go anywhere, I'd want to thank John Edwards for his question about Jarwin and why he is community-minded as a trait. And I hope I explained it well enough for you. If not, I mean, feel free to yell at me, call me a dumbass, or whatever the fuck you want, and I'll take another shot at it.
All three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this was like a year-ish ago, maybe longer.
I'm not really listening for sure.
So, John, if you are still listening, you know, let me know. Feel free to nitpick my story all you want, and let me know how I can improve it. Thank you for your time, sir.
Absolutely. Well, there you have it. Everything you never wanted to know about Jarwin.
Pretty much. And some secrets you didn't probably expect.
I was a little stunned by a couple of them, I gotta be honest.
I had to keep one.
Yeah.
I had to keep one from you to make it spicy.
Surprise!
Surprise.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevier. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.